To be a mature, useful member of God's kingdom, you must make four foundational steps of action or commitment. These are not in word only, but wholehearted steps of obedience to God Almighty. They are actually natural steps of obedience that will transform any Christian to a good and faithful servant instead of a wicked and lazy servant, as you might hear at Judgment Day. If you look at our concept here, we're going to illustrate four steps to God's standard of discipleship maturity. All of us start as lost sinners and are found in the outside world, the community. And the Bible gives the following story. The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. And when they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have a problem, though. It says in verse 17, they have no root in themselves, and so they endure only for a time. And then afterwards, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, God's word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now, these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word. And verse 19 goes on, it says, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in chokes the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Verse 20 says, but these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So we want to bring people out of the community into the kingdom of God. So as Christians share the good news, it says, with people that are of the community, some are so close-minded or blinded that they are like a paved road, so hard that they will not even listen or think about the truth of Jesus Christ. Others have an interest and say they want Christ. They may even attend some church meetings, but if their friends mock them or trouble or conflict comes in their life, they figure Jesus wasn't really worth it. And they may go to church for a little longer, but they end up quitting. Now, many others are very interested, it says, and may make a commitment to attend church services on a regular basis even, but their hearts are so locked on making money, pleasing themselves, and having fun that they don't really obey Jesus. They just attend church services. This is why we're challenging you. This is not true Christianity. Only those that really listen, accept, and obey and bear fruit are real believers. So, okay, here's the first step of action. Have you admitted that you are a sinful criminal before? Yes. Have you been caught by God's word? And you know that you've committed the crimes that God has accused you of. You know you're a liar. You know you have lied. You've lied even once, right? Well, there are so many crimes you may have committed. You broke God's law. Read Exodus 20. Read through a number of New Testament books until your hard heart is crushed and so softened by conviction. In other words, you're convinced of your wrongdoing that you know you need God's merciful forgiveness. Only then will you be forgiven through Jesus' sacrifice. He died in your place. Only when you accept his provision of forgiveness can you make your first commitment. You must become a born-again Christian. If you're not sure you're really born again, you need to listen to some of my other video messages that give explanation of how to be born again. Well, once you are, immediately these changes in your relationship from being God's enemy to being God's adopted child. You are a new member of God's family, Sometimes enemies will sneak into churches, even understanding they're missing something, but they will not stay because they're not connected to the church through Jesus and the Holy Spirit that actually lives in a true born-again believer. They usually go and create their own church or organization or new religion or something. Jesus tells his new believers, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." You magnify or glorify God when you clearly do what he commands, written in the New Testament through the words of Jesus, especially the Gospels. You must understand that your local church family, they don't even know you until you introduce yourself to them. That is why you need to complete your step by leaving the community, the crowd that maybe comes to church now, and you must actually join the local church and the true believers. You must become a responsible family member. That's not a silent seeker or watcher. All families are cooperatives, not businesses. You must help with the chores, help with the kids, help with the responsibilities. You must learn to love your new spiritual family. You must join them because they don't even know you yet. You must make the commitment or the step. You must join them to fulfill God's will for your life. Your second step is when you sincerely commit to grow spiritually. In that idea, that means going to the second place. Like if you're on a baseball diamond, go to second base. That means become an active, maturing part of the group, the congregation, the family. The basics then for growth is basically a fourfold commitment to group Bible study for the purpose of completely understanding your responsibilities. Also, group fellowship to practically learn to fulfill your responsibilities, and what's called group communion feast to keep spiritually pure and healthy, and group prayer meetings to commune with God. See, as a newborn baby, a family member, you grow from copying older people. So as a mature member helps you, you can develop your skills. And this training prepares you for your next step or your next foundational step of obedience and commitment. And your third foundational step is to motivated service. In other words, to serve God. You need to learn what your spiritual gifts are. Jesus said, if anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. And Peter writes in 1 Peter 4:10, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Well, born-again believers have been indwelt by the Holy Spirit when they were saved. All receive his gift as he endures, as he enters inside them, in their spirit. Through spiritual growth, it begins to light and grow. Well, we need to help each other discover these spiritual gifts that were given to us so that we can serve others and glorify God through this. Look at Romans 12 to learn of the seven grace gifts that he gives. And when we speak of ministers, we mean serve or help God by serving people that God calls us to help. Not just paid preachers do this. This is a calling to all Christians to bear fruit. And it is the true core of what leadership or serving is. God doesn't call authority like the world does. He calls authority being a servant leader, showing how to lead by serving. So then what's left for the core servant church member to do? Well, we must step up and fulfill the mission that Jesus gives to all his followers. It says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And Jesus says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. We must fulfill this great commission. It was commanded to us, not just to preachers and missionaries, but to each of us. when the Pharisees heard how the Sadducees were not happy with God, it says it was in conflict, and they didn't like what Jesus said. In fact, they started to want him to tell them what was true. So they said, "Teacher, which command in God's law is the most important?" And Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence. This is the most important, the first on any list. But there is a second to set alongside it. Love others as well as you love yourself. These two commands are pegs. Everything in God's law and the prophets hangs on them." This is Matthew 22, 34 through 40 from the translation called The Message. Therefore, when we see and understand this, we know we have to make steps of obedience. So here's what I'm saying. As we go across the planet supporting each other, we obey the great commands that we find in Matthew 22 and the great commission that we just read of Matthew 28. These are God's purposes for every believer, God's principles to stand by. They're very wide in general, and therefore we apply them. Mark 12, 30 says, "You're not responsive when you have just learned. Go and climb the peaks of commitment with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind," excuse me, "and with all your strength." This is just kind of an introduction. I encourage you to go read the scriptures. For more answers, go straight to the book, the Bible. Thank you for listening to Straight Talk for Narrow Road, Followers of Jesus.